This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
And a happy Friday. Appreciate you hanging out. Wendy's Big Show rolling on. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Touch. 414-799-1250 is the phone number, live at 1057fmthefan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox got more chances for you to win cash coming up all the way through 6 o'clock here on The Fan. Right now, we hit up the Great Midwest Bank hotline. JS Online's Tom Silverstein joining us after he puts out a great piece yesterday while we were on the air. Going to talk about it just after here, but we wanted to get on the man himself, Tom Silverstein, the author, penned the piece. Critics of Mark Murphy's new Packers management structure say it could lead to dysfunction. Tom, appreciate the time. First thing I want to get into with you about this piece is 26 years, as you detail how the structure had been as one man being in charge of all football operations. 26 years, two Super Bowl wins, 12 division titles, 7 conference championships, 21 winning seasons, and 19 playoff appearances. It's understandable why people are so hesitant to see that structure go by the wayside.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fight success. You know, you can't certainly argue with what they did over that time. And I haven't looked at the stats lately, but they're probably maybe second to New England, maybe even better in win percentage since 92. And now, you know, they haven't always won the Super Bowl, but they've been right there and competitive with that structure.
This is my thing. I didn't like this when this whole thing started, and Gary and Leroy, who are both off today because Leroy's getting married tomorrow in Lambeau, so they're up in Green Bay. I didn't like it when it started. I just thought there were going to be too many people that could have their egos hurt and too much finger-pointing going on at each other. And after I read your piece, I became more irritated than I was prior to reading your piece, because it definitely seems the way that it played out, which is Mark Murphy wanted Russ Ball to be GM. Mike McCarthy objected, so he changed his mind and went with somebody they could kind of maneuver around the way they wanted to, who was just going to take the job if it was offered to him, regardless of what the stipulations were, in Gutekunst. And I just don't think long-term this is going to work, because I think at the first sign of it not working and them having a down year, Gutekunst is out, and then Ball gets to become general manager.
Yeah, so let me start. I am with you. I did not like the structure, and I've written columns critical of the structure, and Murphy has talked to me about it, and I still don't like the structure. But what I set out to do in this was find out, you know, okay, what is going on in the structure? What do people who I trust, you know, I've been covering the team for 30 years, and I know a lot of people around the team, what do they think of it, and how is it operating? And I think you covered a lot of it, but the problem is that, okay, you've got a general manager and an executive vice president and a head coach, and they all report to Murphy. Murphy has put himself right in the middle. He is the CEO, and anything that happens from this point on, he either gets the credit or he's going to get the blame. But the shift has turned towards Russ Ball more than Gutekunst, because Russ Ball has really greater responsibility. Gutekunst gets the roster and the draft, but Russ Ball has a lot of influence throughout that whole organization, and he's really Murphy's right-hand man. And then you got LaFleur way down there with probably no juice whatsoever. Not like McCarthy did, that's for sure. And so you've got this imbalance, and I think that's what's going to result in a problem. If they lose, if they just have a disastrous year, I think it's the opposite of what you said. I think Gutekunst survives and everybody else is gone.
Really?
That's my theory. That's if they just bomb. If LaFleur goes, 4-12, or they just look terrible this year, then, that's, to me, that's how it's going to shake out, because I think we've seen Gutekunst has a pretty good knowledge of personnel, and we'll see how the season plays out.
Tom, give me an example here for those listening of a situation to where Ted had all control before, there would never be a discussion one way or the other, but because the way it's aligned now, where a general manager may want one thing, Russ Ball may want another, but it ends up going Russ Ball's way at the end, where the GM would be mad. Would it be over a free agent? What would it be over that would anger Gutekunst that he didn't have control of the situation?
Yeah, let's think of it this way. Gutekunst, we know, has some interest in free agency, and there's players he likes. But let's say that Murphy says, we got to win this year. Spend what you want to spend on free agency. Go out and get some guys. Let's spend a ton. And they wind up spending more than, probably more. I'll bet if you put Gutekunst under a hot light and you said, is Billy Turner worth, $24 million or whatever the heck they paid him, I can't even remember, he would say no. And he would say, I'd never pay that much for somebody. Or, even Adrian Amos. But to me, there was a lot of pressure on him from up top to make some big moves. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't on board on those four guys, but, he may not have been on board with how much they had ended up having to pay him.
But those deals, which I get, he may not have signed off on, are pretty team friendly from the aspect of they can pretty much get out of most of that after 2 years, can't they?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly. The deal that's really gonna that really matters the most is Rodgers' deal.
Well, for Rodgers, mm-hmm. I'm talking about the free agents, though.
Yeah, I know you are, but I'm saying that deal makes every deal around it that more difficult. And if one of those guys, if they get hurt in the first 2 years, that hurts them. That hurts the Packers cap wise. If they make it to the third year, then they're okay.
Right.
But
yep.
There's a lot of upfront money that, and a lot of dead money there that they can't really afford to have. So those guys better come through for them.
Talking with Tom Silverstein, JS Online wrote the piece right now that's up at 1057fmthefan.com detailing issues and obvious things that a lot of people have been looking at the power structure up in Green Bay being headed by Mark Murphy. So in the piece, Tom, I think it's great how you're able to point out that it was a Mark Murphy hire of Matt LaFleur and that everybody around it is kind of falling down through that chain of command. And at this moment, how much of that do you believe that you said if it bombs out that this whole thing could blow up quickly up in Green Bay? But does it feel like they don't just have to have a winning season like an 8-8, 9-7, but like an 11-5, 12-4 distinguished winning season where Aaron Rodgers returns to form and it appears that the personnel is back in order for these conversations and rumors and speculation to kind of quiet down up there?
Well, probably not. Every coach is going to get his honeymoon. But let's say they're 7-9, 8-8, let's say 8-8. And defense looks good, which it has a chance to be pretty good based on the personnel. But the offense has just not worked. It's just the mesh with Rodgers hasn't been good. The zone run system hasn't been going very well. And they're just not very good on offense. So now there's a lot of pressure on Murphy, but you have to give LaFleur another year. I can't see them doing what, Arizona did with firing a guy after 1 year. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they'll do that unless it's a 4-12 year. And, I don't know. I think their defense is good enough that they can avoid that. But it may be a two-year process of figuring out whether they made the right move or not.
Talking with Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here on The Fan. I am of the belief and have been of the belief for weeks that Rodgers is going to have a great year, and this is going to be about proving everybody that it wasn't about McCarthy and that he's the man. So we'll see if I'm right. But how much influence have you gathered that he has with Mark Murphy in this organization?
Rodgers?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a ton. I mean, he has the leverage of being the highest paid player in the NFL and being able to dictate some things. For instance, dictating that they hire an offensive coach, a guy who can work with quarterbacks, you know, not a Vic Fangio or, you know, not a Mike Munchak, you know, two guys who might turn out to be pretty darn good coaches are Brian Flores or even Josh McDaniels. They wanted to bring in a quarterback whisperer, and that is totally, you know, serving to Rodgers. So he does have pull in that way. I don't think he has pull in sign me a wide receiver. I want Jordy Nelson back or, you know, something like that. I don't think he has that much influence. But I think by virtue of his contract and how important he is to the team, he does have influence.
Tom, really appreciate the time. It's an incredible article. I read it through it a couple of different times, and each time I think I kept picking up different things. One final thing that I wanted to ask you was, just so people understand, you said it earlier today, you've been in this interview that you've been covering this team for about 30-plus years, but how difficult do you find it to be when you're talking to people that are still in the organization, still in the NFL, where you pointed out in there that a lot of people want to be quiet with their names, secretive with their names, of getting people to open up to you about situations like this? Because it's detailed that there are some current staffers that are voicing displeasures about this situation.
Yeah, I think that it was tough for me. I've never written an article where I haven't quoted someone other than Murphy directly. And that was tough for me to do. I don't believe in using massive amounts of anonymous sources. But this was to get inside and really find out what was going on. I had to. And I cleared every single source with my editor, the editor-in-chief at the Journal Sentinel, George Stanley. He knows every single person I talked to. It's absolutely necessary because there's so many connections there and jobs are on the line. And, you know, they run the NFL like the military. And, you know, if you're a source, you can be barred from the NFL for a long time.
No doubt about it. I got one last one for you. What happened with this Rizzi situation, the former special teams coordinator that comes in? According to the story when you wrote it, he wanted one amount, and the Packers apparently knew this and still didn't offer him what he wanted?
Yeah. And it was really, to me, this is the biggest blunder they made. And After the fact, I added it again in the story because I've written about it before. But I added in that anecdote someone told me about Thompson not wanting to pay Dom Capers way back in 2008.
Right.
And he's like, that's way too much for a coordinator. And they're like, you know, Ted, that's the going price. If you want the guy, you know, if you want a veteran guy, this is the guy you have to have. And after thinking it over, he let him do it. And, I mean, it was a lot of money. And this is the same thing. He would have been paying special teams. He would have been close to the highest special teams paid guy. But this guy in Miami, he's got a great reputation. Plus, he had been Adam Gase's game management guy. You know, I mean, he was the guy who made sure he knew the timeouts, about challenges, everything, you know, like that. And think of how important that was for a guy like LaFleur, who's being a head coach for the first time.
For sure.
And they lowball him. That, to me, I think that one's going to hurt the most.
And that hurts across the league, doesn't it, when that story gets out that they did that?
Yes. Well, it shows they weren't serious. And that hurts people like Gutekunst, because he's putting his, you know, reputation on the line and saying, come on in, you know. We will you know, yes, we're willing to pay that, but we got to make sure you're the right fit and blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden, you know, then they don't pay him or they make this really ridiculous offer. So, yeah, it hurts the organization, I think.
Well, Tom, we really appreciate the time, and frankly, as a Packer fan, somebody that's consumed it for a long time, I appreciate all your work, especially this one, because you're right, it was something that had to be written and had to be said, because you're right, there are jobs on the line. Really appreciate your time explaining it today on the Wendy's Big Show.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot.
That's Tom Silverstein joining us from the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, working for the Journal Sentinel, PackersNews.com. Check out that story. It's linked at 1057FMTheFan.com. He joined us, as all our guests do, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. Sparky, you've been talking about that for a long time. Ever since I've gotten this job, you've been complaining and frustrated with this power structure, and it just seems detailed out all over the place in this article, man. Just crazy stuff.
Yep. I wish Gary and Leroy here, because I'd love to hear their spin on this bad boy. They'll be back on Gary will be back on Monday. Leroy's going to be married, so I don't know if he's back on Monday or not, but we'll definitely talk to Gary more about this piece on Monday, mm-hmm. and you and I'll talk more about it coming up mm-hmm. after a quick timeout. Did you realize that the average dude spends 3,000 of his hours of his life shaving? I certainly did, and until Harry's Razors pointed it out to me. I guess I have the time. I forget to shave.
You got to look good.
Join the 10 million people who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is go to harrys.com and use the word Sparky, Sparky. Now, why would you do that? Well, it's the best razor out there. That's why I use it. Nice, smooth, smooth shave, right? Nice smooth glide that goes along with it. Get all done. Kind of like a baby's butt. That's how clean you'll be. And your significant other will absolutely love it and will never, ever allow you to buy anything other than Harry's Razors. In fact, for Mother's Day, we were talking about this yesterday, since Mother's Day is Sunday, so many guys get their wife's presents. You could just get yourself a Harry's Razor and your wife will thank you for
that'll
their Mother's
be,
Day.
That'll
gift.
Be a present. That'll be a present
Day.
For women.
Right,
yes.
And
yes.
She'll love yes. you because you won't have all that stubble all over your face anymore from using a crappy razor. It makes all the sense in the world. So that can be a nice Mother's Day present for you. Now, Harry's Razors, to keep their prices low, they bought their own factory in Germany to cut out the middleman and pass off some of the savings to you. It's a world-class factory that's been perfecting the art of razor blades for almost a century. Plus, Harry's believes in the product so much to give you your money back if you don't love your shave. Which you will, I promise. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at Harry's.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3. Plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer. And let them know I sent you to help support the Big Show.
Brewers add 2 in the top half of the 7th inning, up 3-0 at Wrigley Field. Tim Allen's here for postgame. It's the Big Show. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show after the game right here on the Fan. Brewers and Cubs wrapping it up. Till then, it's Wendy's Big Show talking about Tom Silverstein's article detailing the cracks in the foundation at Lambeau Field with you on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Got your chance to put a grand in your hand coming up here momentarily on the Wendy's Big Show. You can get more opportunities all the way through 6 o'clock here at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and all next week. It's because we love you, and we know that you might have some student loan payments to pay. Maybe you want to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe you went a little bit too big on your Mother's Day gift. But frankly, you can never spend too much on your mother because she is your mother and you love her.
All right, so what's going on? So who is Mama McNabb or whatever the stuff you were talking about?
Oh, no. We're going to get into that a little bit later. We got to talk about the nuts and bolts here about Tom Silverstein's piece.
Okay.
I want to hear you vent a little bit and maybe pat yourself on the back a little bit, Sparky. You've been seeing that this was going down for a long time you've been talking about this dysfunction.
Listen,
that it scared you.
This is all going to be negated when they have a big year. That's what's going to happen. They're going to have 13 wins, whatever the case
may
be.
So you believe they can win with this power structure?
They're going to win this year because of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
On the revenge tour.
Yes. If somebody should have those T-shirts made up. Baby Tosh and I gave you those that T-shirt idea like 2 weeks ago.
Handed it away.
That is going to occur. He's going to have a huge year, and this team's going to win a lot of football games and maybe go to a Super Bowl. That's how big of a year they're going to have. And when they have this big of a year, Mark Murphy is going to get on the radio and TV and see all of you that didn't think this power structure could work, phooey, it does work. I told you it worked. We're the greatest. Everybody's going to copy us because we're the Green Bay Packers. They're going to be all proud of themselves. Okay, fine. So just be ready. That's going to occur. But what's going to also happen after that is then as this relationship grows with Rodgers and LaFleur and Rodgers gets older, LaFleur starts feeling a little bit more confident in himself, Gutekunst feels more confident in his abilities and how good he thinks he is, that's when it's going to start to fracture. That's when this is going to become a problem because these two guys aren't necessarily the only two guys working together like it was for Holmgren and Ron Wolf, right? McCarthy and Ted. Everything was good with McCarthy and Ted until Ted got sick. Then everything started coming wrong the other way because Russ Ball got more involved, and that's when McCarthy started kind of going the other way from Ted and Russ Ball. But in this situation, you're going to have two guys working really well together, and the other guy is going to be on his own agenda trying, I think, to probably get the GM's job at some point and be in control of the whole shebang like he wanted to from the get, like I think Murphy told him he was going to get when they decided to move on from Ted. Russ Ball, I think, thought this was his gig, and he was going to have as much control as Ted, and Murphy was going to step out of the way, and Russ Ball could do what he wants. And then because of McCarthy, it didn't happen that way, and now Ball is going to try and fight to make sure it gets back to that point. So going back to what Silverstein says, that's why I'm saying if this does go wrong, like Tom said, and they win 4 or 5 games, he says he thinks Gutekunst is safe. I'm not there. I think if this comes down to siding one way or the other, I think Murphy's going to side with Russ Ball. I do. I think he'll bail on LaFleur and Gutekunst before he bails on Russ Ball.
I would tend to agree. It feels more like there's so much allegiance in that realm, and there's also a little bit of stubbornness and a little bit of cockiness in Mark Murphy wanting to show that he knows best. And he said it how many different times in the hiring process? I'm a football guy. And people forget that I know about this league. I've hired a lot of coaches. I've hired a lot of GM. I've hired a lot of people and put them in prominent positions. And he feels a little bit slighted that people didn't trust him. More importantly, Mike McCarthy, who was his subordinate at the time and came at him, had the audacity to step to him and say that he doesn't believe that his decision was right.
Yeah, and I, with all due respect to Mark Murphy, what you did in college is nice, but we're talking about the
you
national.
Hired Pat Fitzgerald. But
Pat Fitzgerald stabilized that program and kept him at an even
keel. It was alumni. It was the shoe-in choice.
I'm willing to give him credit for that, and he helped other Northwestern sports as well, hiring
Absolutely.
Different coaches too.
And look at the entire facility he did there too.
Yes, he successful. Mm-hmm. Right, that was successful. That is not the National Football League, and the first thing that Murphy is going to have to figure out at some point, if he's going to continue to keep this power structure in place, is all he's going to do is add more stress to his life. That's all he's going to continue to do. And if you're fine with that, okay. And thank God for you that you've got policy sitting over there kind of helping run business day to day, because that dude is sharp. He's going to replace Mark Murphy when Murphy is done.
Mm-hmm.
Policy's going to be the next
yes.
guy, right? So good thing they have had policy up there. On the other side of the ledger, so now you want to be involved in football besides the business side of things. Okay. But now you got to be essentially a parent of 3 adults. You have to be the parent of LaFleur, Gutekunst, and Ball. If everything goes well, no stress. If things don't go well and people are pulling in different directions, you have a lot of stress. Because now you got all 3 of them finger pointing, going, I want to do this. You told me I couldn't. And now look at the situation we're in. Hey, Mark, I want to do this, but Russ didn't want to do this. And now look what we got. Hey, Mark, I didn't want to sign that guy to that much money. We did, and now look at our hands. We're tied behind our back with a salary cap. That type of stuff, that finger pointing, is going to occur if things go wrong. Before, if things went wrong, you had a general manager, one guy who was responsible for everything. One guy. Now, you've got 4 guys all pointing the finger at each other. I just...
got a lot of cooks in that kitchen.
For the life of me, I don't understand how long-term this is going to be a good idea. And that's why I don't think long-term it's going to work. I think this is a short-term plan until this goes the way he wants. And in the back of my brain, I still think this is all designed for Russ Ball to eventually have total control and Murphy to walk away and go back on the business side of things, and then Ball gets his own coach. I still think that's how this is going to go. But we'll see.
Do you believe the Packers can win with this power structure? 414-799-1250. Sparky believes they can in the short term, primarily because of number 12 and the man that's signed for $135 million to play quarterback, not necessarily the guys that are pulling the strings. What do you believe at 414-799-1250? I got one reason why I believe that it could change quicker than we all believe, and Tom believes that if it goes completely south, 4-12, 5-11, that it would be Brian Gutekunst being the one that would stay. I think there's somebody that could be on the chopping block that we're not even thinking of. 414-799-1250. I'll give you that one next. I still have my top sports moms that I want to get to as well. We'll do that before Tim Allen comes in.
You're
here.
You're in cahoots with Mandela, aren't you?
For what?
For whatever this little sports moms thing is.
No, no, he doesn't know.
Every time I look over at him, he's got this smirk on his face every time you bring this up.
He's always up to something.
It's because
so
we love
I know
moms.
It's...
Like, I don't know. I love my moms.
No,
we love
something
moms.
Something is definitely up. I'm not sure what, but I'm sure I'll find out.
Find out next. Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch.
I need to meet your
Mother's
father.
Day coming up here on Sunday.
I just need to meet your father because your impersonations are so bad across the board that I need to see if your father talks like your impersonation.
Like just like in the last like 3 years, he's gotten to the point of where like he's
northern
a
Wisconsin.
Little bit central northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know, and just a little couple of things like that. But it is what it is. Pop's birthday today. 63 years old.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Awesome.
One of my all-time coolest moments, going to games with my dad. Went to one of my first games that I was ever at, across the board. Freeman's catch in 2000 on the Monday night game against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Went with just a killer double ear infection. My dad's like putting eardrops in my ears before I go into the game. My tear, I'm calling my mom, I don't want to go. She's like, what are you whining about? You're at the Packer game with your dad. I was like, okay, yeah, cool. Let's go. Let's go into the game. It poured all night long. Don't even remember it. It was amazing.
Wow. That's crazy.
Tom Silverstein's article here, Sparky, as he details the issues that have gone on in the last couple of years. The one thing that we didn't get into with Tom that I think is a huge part of this article, and it's one of the things that I know grabbed a lot of major headlines, was the feeling that Ted Thompson was showing signs of this disorder that he just announced a couple of days ago. In 2014.
That was 5 years ago.
I was still in college when he now apparently was showing signs of this situation.
It's a long time
ago. And they continued to morph it back and push it back and push the tough decisions back. I'm not so sold that they're going to be able to make the tough decision, like Tom said, where if it's a 4-12 season, where they clean house and maybe it's just Gutekunst, who he believes. Or if you thought it would be just Russ Ball and they'd clear the other two out. I don't know if they're ready to make that harsh of a decision because they still believe that as the Green Bay Packers, we have a standard of excellence that we need to uphold. But and this kind of turnover is, for lack of a better term, Cleveland-like.
Right, but that's the reason Marquette gave Ojo an extension. Because we have our fans want stability, is what they said at Marquette today.
That's
stability.
Exactly what they
our corporate sponsors, they want stability. Yeah, they'd also like you to compete for a championship at some point before they all die. They'd like that too. And you're not giving them that by any stretch of the imagination. Don't get me started, Marquette again. I'm just going to get more mad. Just don't.
You held back while Novak was on the air. I know that was tough for you.
I wasn't going to put him in that spot. I was just messing with him. But he knows how mad I am. This is the thing. There's a part of me that kind of wants this thing to train wreck, kind of wants to see if the board of directors would shove Murphy out the door and just give the job to policy. It's kind of what I'd like to see happen, let policy run it the right way, and then go from there. But then at the same point, I realized that you don't have time to be wasting on train wrecks for a couple of years to clean house and go in another direction when you have Aaron Rodgers as quarterback. You can't have that. You have to have a huge season this year. You have to have Aaron Rodgers
go try and get that MVP award. You have to have a top five defense from Mike Pettine and all those free agent acquisitions. You have to have impact from a couple of your draft picks this year. That's what they have to have. They need all of this for this organization, its fan base, and everybody else to get this Hall of Fame quarterback competing back at the level where he's capable of before it's too late and he's gone, and then you're going, now what? I'm not going to say you got lucky. I hate when I hear people go, well, you got lucky and he fell to you in the first round. Right, but they didn't have to draft him. They had Brett Favre. They did not have to draft Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they didn't need that circus around them.
Let him go past.
Not at all.
And easily could have, for instance, the Packers could have drafted Locke this year. He was there. Did they? Nope. Mm-mm. Got to the second round and the Broncos took him. But they could have taken him and said, well, he fell to us. We got to take him. We had him high on our board. We had to take him. We met him. We brought him in for a workout. We liked him. We got to take him. They didn't. They're playing for now. That's what's happening. So if Locke becomes some superstar player, everybody's going to go, wow, the Packers didn't take him at 30 in the first round. They end up second that year anyhow. What the hell were they thinking? That's what it's going to be. Nobody's saying it right now because we all have hope that it's going to be a really good football season. Yeah, I'm really conflicted about this whole thing. I just really think that in that piece, Silverstein points out that really nobody on the board of directors is going to step up and say anything to Murphy. He pretty much says it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to step to Mark Murphy on that board and tell him how things should be done or how they want things to be done, which tells me that Murphy's going to get to do whatever Murphy wants to do for as long as Murphy wants to do it. That's what it looks like right now because of all the money he's brought in through Titletown District. He is going to be untouchable because of it.
And it's so difficult. It's so tough because as one of the only organizations in all of professional sports, you have the ability to basically fire your owner, your acting owner, your acting right. chairman, your CEO. You're one of the only teams in all of professional sports that can,
yep.
if not the only one.
Yep.
How many different times do you think Cowboy fans wish Jerry Jones would have gotten kicked out
sure.
by the board of directors?
Yep.
You have the opportunity to, and it appears that they're going to sit back silent.
Jones is another one. If he was in Mark Murphy's position, he'd be running the show the whole time, too, because of all the
Absolutely.
Money he's made the Cowboys.
And that's exactly
and
what
that
he's
community.
Looking at.
And that's what Murphy's done, too. Yep. Now Murphy gets to go play like Jerry on the football side.
Before we get to Mark Simon, let's grab Mike and Tosin here. Mike, do you believe the Packers can win with this power structure?
They can win in spite of this power structure because I do believe in Gutekunst that he is a quality personnel evaluator. I definitely believe Ted Thompson deserves a ton of credit for what he accomplished. And I mean, okay, so you say get lucky with Aaron Rodgers. I get that. But DJ Raji, where he was drafted, was a perfect fit. Clay Matthews, even though he fell off in the last year or two, was a great draft pick. Devontae Adams, Greg Jennings, I mean, basically until 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing. This is what, I don't know how we accomplish it, but if the NFL cared about the quality of the Green Bay Packers organization, those people that are on that board are like the CEO of Charmake or Johnson Brot and, the local Green Bay Bank. They don't have any authority or wherewithal to step up to Mark Murphy because, again, from the coffers' standpoint, they have cash flow. So they don't have any way to say no or yes. So if it was me and I was the NFL and I was looking out for the Packers, we have two owners in the state of Wisconsin, well, in a way, three, because Wes Edens and Mark Lazary co-own the Bucks. I'd dictate they have to be on the board. Because clearly nobody has the clout or the skills when they're dealing with this multi-billion-dollar industry to get his butt the frick out of here if it doesn't work out. So it makes me nervous having this structure. Still, I think we can win in spite of it.
All right, thanks
Appreciate
for the call.
The call.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen. In order for Mark Murphy to be gone, the board of directors would all have to agree to get rid of Mark Murphy. How long would it have to be bad for in order for that to happen? That's why I say I think Mark Murphy's here so Mark Murphy doesn't want to be here.
Would you ever see the NFL doing something that
no.
Mike just said?
Nope.
It's a hell of an idea, though. You have a guy like Mark Antanasio, who's made almost $800 million as the owner of an MLB team in the state.
That okay.
Two owners that
so let's see
just
if I got,
changed the entire
let's see if I got this
downtown
right.
district
yeah,
in
yeah.
Milwaukee,
let's see
the
if
state's
I,
biggest city.
All right, let's see if I got this right. So you want the Brewers owner, who was calling Doug Melvin 3-4 times a day when he was general manager, making deals without Doug's consent for Kyle Loesch and others, you want him to go up to Green Bay, oust Mark Murphy. What do you think's going to happen after that happens?
Hey, I just said it was a hell of an idea. Right. I didn't say that
so
I wanted
then,
it to happen.
Then the other owners, you've got tampering Lazary, who is consistently getting nailed for
only
that.
Only trying to get good players.
Right, so you got him. You've got Edens, who had his hands in the cookie jar as well over there at the
all
Bucks.
All the time? So,
come on. I mean, you don't want all of that. Surely you don't want that. I don't.
Well, maybe they can all go to Kroll's West, hang out, talk, have a couple of beverages. Or they could just make their own burgers and get the meat from Roberts.
Yeah, just go to
just do
Roberts.
That. Have a cookout, talk a little bit, shoot the stuff, and maybe pick up a couple of things. You don't necessarily have to
Mother's Day
ask for all it. But cool
is
idea.
Sunday. Mother's Day is Sunday. While we normally think of flowers, chocolate, or Sunday brunch, celebrate the day. Here's another idea sure to please that special woman in our lives. Delicious food from Robert Specialty Meats. Give that special mom a well-deserved break this weekend. Surprise her with some favorites from our MVP of meats, like a USDA prime beef tenderloin, hand-cut ribeye, or T-bone steaks. Even tasty appetizers like their stuffed Italian sausage mushrooms or marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan or Door County cherry, all easy to cook. And ready in minutes. You can even start her Sunday off on the right note with one of Robert's cherry wood smoked beef sticks and her Sunday Bloody Mary. Call Robert's today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT, to reserve your order. You can also check them out online, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Our baseball analytics man, Mark Simon, joins the Wendy's Big Show next. Brewers up 3-0 at Wrigley. Tim Allen's here for the postgame after the game right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.